Ephesians 6, verse 13 through 16, these are God's words. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So far the reading, thus ends the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So we heard last week in verses 10 through 13, and we're taking verse 13 again as a hinge between the two passages. But we heard why it is that just in order to stand, we have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. That is because we are in a spiritual battle. And we are being attacked where we are in the heavenly places. And we are there in union with Jesus through faith. That's what we've learned from the letter, that we're seated there. And that as we are attacked there, it is by an enemy who is organized and evil and powerful. And he comes back to what he started to say in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, and he repeats that, slightly different words now in verse 13. He says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. And notice that everything we're told to do here are active. We are to take up the whole armor. We are to gird our waist with truth. We are to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We are to shoe our feet with the preparation of the gospel of faith. We are to take the shield of faith. And so standing in the strength of Jesus doesn't mean doing nothing. It means doing what Jesus says, trusting Jesus to make it effective, trusting Jesus to give us His strength in these things. The Christian life is a very active life. And it doesn't mean just doing some of what Jesus says. Trusting Jesus means doing all of what Jesus says. And whenever we realize that we are not, repenting, rejoicing that He forgives us, and renewing our commitment to do everything He says. So notice, take up the whole armor of God, verse 13. Having done all to stand, verse 13. And so we are to do all of this. And you notice, especially in this passage, that we are to participate in the corporate worship of God as the Lord Himself has designed it. So, we are told to gird our waist with truth. Truth is what holds all things together, all of these things together. And you remember that we are to address one another with truth, and we're especially going to think about that in verse 15. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. The truth is what we learn from Him and cling to altogether. Remember back to chapter 4, and He talks about all of these ones: one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And where do we learn about these one, not many things? We learn them from the apostles, prophets, and evangelists, and God has given us, especially pastor teachers to teach us. Because why? Because we all need to have stable doctrine having a unity of the faith, no longer being children, no longer tossed about by every wind of doctrine, because, verse 15 of chapter 4, we are to speak the truth in love, and that every joint supplies something, and that every part does its share. And so you can't see it in the English translation, but these are all plural commands. And we put on the belt of truth together. If we don't have stable doctrine, if we don't learn from the Bible and under these pastor teachers that Jesus has appointed and Jesus has given us as gifts, then we will be tossed to and fro. If you have a very baggy shirt and a very baggy pair of pants and you're trying to hold it all together with a belt, and you don't put the belt on properly, everything's just gonna fall apart. It won't work. The Roman soldiers had, you know, their tunic and everything, and in order for it to be girded up and cinched tight so that their legs would be free and they wouldn't be tripping all over their garments and all of their things would be held right where they need it, so that when they reached for a weapon, it would be in the place that they expected it. They had to have the belt fixed firmly in place. And that's something that we all do together. And so corporate worship, attending upon the preaching and teaching of the word from our shepherd teachers, that is this girding your waist with the truth. And we fix in place the breastplate of righteousness. This is, of course, the righteousness of Jesus that is counted for us. For it is by grace through faith that you have been saved, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And that's from chapter 2. And so we fix that in place. And then he says, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And this is, the Roman shoes had spikes in them that would give them sure footing. And he's quoting here from Isaiah chapter 52, or referring to Isaiah chapter 52. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, he says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace. And so he says, having your feet shod with the gospel of peace. He's saying the beautiful footed person of Isaiah 52:7 is actually every single believer. So yes, we are to be girded up with the belt of truth, something that especially happens in the preaching and teaching that we receive in the assembly, the whole body being united in doctrine by the ministry of the pastor teachers as they proclaim the Bible. But we are also all to be proclaiming peace to one another, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And the place that we especially do that is in the singing. You remember from chapter 5, it says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And so when we sing together in the worship, we all have beautiful feet, according to Isaiah 52, verse 7, and according to Ephesians 6, verse 15, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And finally, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And this is faith in Jesus Christ, but it is especially believing in Jesus Christ together, clinging to Jesus Christ together. There are different kinds of Roman shields, and there are different words for each of those shields. And the one that's mentioned here is the large, almost entire soldier-sized shield. And you would have a group of soldiers in a phalanx in an organized pattern. And if the commanding officer commanded to take up the shield, they would immediately position themselves, and these great big leather-covered shields that they were carrying would form a shell, like a force field bubble around them, and not even a single arrow could get through. Now, if you're by yourself and you try to do that, then depending upon where the enemy is and what angles he's using, you don't have the ability to quench all, verse 16, all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So here again is another command to take up armor in the congregation corporately, in union with our brothers and sisters. One of the main things that we are called to do, if we are going to obey, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, one of the main things in trusting in Jesus and depending upon His strength in our Christian lives, in our spiritual battle, is to attend and participate well in corporate worship, where we are girded with the truth, where we come through the righteousness of Jesus, where we announce the gospel to one another, especially in the singing, and have those beautiful feet, and where we lift the shield of faith, not only by ourselves, but with others. And especially when these fiery darts are coming, and you may sometimes have suggested to your mind some temptation of sin that you might commit, or you may have doubts spring up about yourself, or even suggested to your mind by your flesh or by the devil, doubt about the Lord Jesus himself. And yes, you are to refer yourself immediately to what you know from the Bible to be true, and give whatever that temptation or whatever that doubt, whatever that lie is, a great big resounding no in your mind and in your heart. But the Lord has designed us that it is when we go to the assembly and when we lift that shield of faith together and cling to the Lord and to what we know of Him from His Word and cling to His Word together, that He especially delivers us from those attacks, protects us from those attacks of the evil one. Very similar to Asaph in Psalm 73, you remember, when he was doubting and then he went to worship. And the Lord used that to deliver him from the temptation and the sin that he was sliding back into. So, let's be girded up with the truth. Let us come through Christ and his righteousness, put on the breastplate of his righteousness. Let's have those beautiful feet as we announce to one another the gospel of peace with God, admonishing one another, especially in song. And let us take up the shield of faith together, clinging to God and through Christ, and clinging to Christ and His Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your design for our Christian lives. We thank you that just in coming to you through Jesus and clinging to Him who has given us these ways by which He leads us and grows us and works in our lives, that this is the taking up of all of your armor. We thank you, Lord, that you have not left us to invent our own armor. And we pray that you would keep us from overcomplicating or adding to the Christian life or trusting in ourselves in any way whatsoever. Make us instead to trust only in Christ and in His strength. So we pray that you would help us to meditate upon your word as we read it and meet you in it. You meet us in it and bless it to us by your Spirit and our private worship and family worship, and especially in the public worship on the Lord's Day, and that you would be continually strengthening us hour by hour in all of these spiritual battles that we have throughout each day. Glorify yourself, Lord Jesus, in your church, and particularly in this part of it here, as represented in each of these dear ones around me. I ask it in your name. Amen.